Amen. So thankful to know about the Lord. I'm so thankful that He has blessed us with His Spirit. And by that, we have faith. Thankful for those good words this morning. If you would, turn with me to Psalm 46. Psalm 46. I was reading this passage not too long ago, and this, the first verse of Psalm 46 just really stuck with me. He says, God. It's a good place to start, right? God. Psalm 46, verse 1 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. I tell you, when you're strengthening that faith, having that faith in the Lord and putting our trust in Him, He's an even more present help. He's always present, right? But what happens? Sometimes I forget. Sometimes I'm lazy. Sometimes I forget to look to the Lord because I'm too busy looking at my troubles. But He says, God is our refuge and strength, and a very present help in troubles. I like to think about the Lord as even more present than our troubles. He's bigger than all of my troubles. He can handle anything that this life throws at me. God is our refuge and our strength. Isaiah 26. Like Brother Destry said about expediting, I'm trying to be quick about this too. I don't want to take up too much of your time. Isaiah chapter 26. Y'all know verse 3, right? Isaiah 26, verse 3 says, Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. But verse 4 says, Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Everlasting strength. He's a very present help in time and troubles, and He's a very everlasting strength. His strength can never be diminished. His strength will never fade. My strength diminishes. My strength fades. My faith fades. My hope fades. But His strength is everlasting. His presence is everlasting. You know, I heard somebody say, God's everywhere. Well, He's everywhere He wants to be. He's everywhere He wants to be. And if we're blessed to know about that faith, and we're blessed to know His Spirit, and blessed to know Him, then He is very present in our troubles. There's nothing we can think about, nothing that can happen, nothing that will ever come about that we can't stop and call upon the name of the Lord. You know, Job 14:1 says, Man that is born of a woman is of a few days and full of troubles. Full of trouble. Man is but a few days. Isn't that how our life is? You know, in the grand scheme of things, everything, it doesn't matter if you live as the age of Methuselah, with 969 years, but even that is just a blip on the screen and the radar of eternity. A few days and full of trouble. Full of trouble. Even the Lord Himself said, in this life you shall have tribulations. But He didn't just stop there. Like Brother Destry was pointing out, we got to read the rest of it, right? He didn't just stop there. Thank God He didn't just stop there. In this life you shall have tribulations. Good luck, right? What kind of message is that? He said, in this life you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. He has overcome the world. Again, no matter what trouble we face, no matter what times coming down the pipeline, He is a very present help in trouble. a very present help in trouble. You know, a lot of times we like to think about and we dwell upon our troubles and things that are going wrong in our life. And, you know, I stop and think sometimes about the little ones. You know, some of their troubles, we think, why in the world are you getting so worked up about that? The sock doesn't go on the foot that way. That's the reason it doesn't fit right. Why are you so worried about that? Or your shoes are on the wrong feet. I mean, why? It's such a little thing to us. Why? Because we've learned. We have experience in life. We know certain things. You know, the straw won't go in the cup like it's supposed to. It's a very troubling thing to them. You've seen them. You get so frustrated with it, they want to throw it away. And sometimes we think, why are you getting so frustrated? How does the Lord look upon us? Our God is so great. All power in heaven and earth. He formed this very universe. You remember he said, and he made the stars also. What are my troubles to him? What are the things that I find is very hard? What are they to him? The difference is when we stop and think about our little ones and we help them because we love them, because we want to teach them. We, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto our children. How much more will our Heavenly Father do for us? He is a very present help in troubles. Whatever you're going through, you may come to me or you may come to your pastor or somebody else and tell them your problems or just tell them, pray for me. We may be able to give you some good advice. But the one who knows exactly what you're going through, knows exactly what you need, and knows and is ready to help and is able to help, is the one that we need to talk with first. So like this verse starts off, God is our refuge and our strength. When troubles arise, when things go wrong, when we can't get the straw in the cup, let us, like a little child and seeking mom and daddy for help, let us go to our Heavenly Father. Let us seek his guidance and let us seek his everlasting strength. So like this verse says, God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. Verse 2 says, therefore, we have another one of those therefores, right? Because of this, because we know he's a very present help in times of trouble. He says, therefore, will I not fear? Will not we fear? Though the earth be removed and all, though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Through the waters, therefore, roar and be troubled. Though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Selah. Pause and consider these words. He is a very present help in trouble. Let us go to the Lord first and foremost. No matter what happens, let that be our first go-to. Go to the Lord because he is a very present help in trouble. May the Lord bless you.
Amen to both messages we've heard this morning.